Hello, I'm Sarah Mannix, and I'm from Saratoga.com, and we're here with Gavin Landry, Senior Vice President of New York Racing Association. Hello, Gavin.
Hi, Sarah. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Great. So we're here to ask you some questions to see what's going on with NYRA. What is NYRA working on now that the franchise is finally settled?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been a long ride, I guess you might say, and certainly got kind of down to the wire there. But thankfully, the legislation is now passed, and we're working on a settlement agreement with the state of New York that's going to allow us to run racing for the next 25 years. I'm delighted to tell you that during the process, though, we did not just kind of sit and wait for things to resolve. We felt very confident that NYRA would be the appropriate choice to run racing, and so our team on the sales and marketing side has actually continued to act as if, and we've made some very positive changes. A couple of things that I'll bring out to you to start off the conversation. I'd like to sort of rewind a little bit and talk about some of the things that have happened with NYRA. And,
okay.
You know, the analogy I like to use is that NYRA for a long time just concentrated on things that were of equine in nature. It was all about the horse, about the track surface, et cetera, et cetera. And the things that were non-equine in nature really weren't ever the primary focus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a little bit like, the analogy I like to use is that we were a little bit like NASCAR, only our cars were running around the track and they were plain white. And there was no real concern for how the fan experience might be in the stands. No real consideration to any partnerships or corporate industry-type relationships that we could develop, and no real understanding for the way the brand presence could be leveraged. So, you know, we're taking a whole new approach at this point and turning that around. Now, the good news is that we've produced the best racing in the world for the time, you know, for the last 50 years. So the eye on the ball, so to speak, and having that eye on the racing product was really, really tremendous. But, you know, my challenge when I started in July of 2007 was clearly to take the company in a new direction and to build out the things that were sort of non-equine in nature.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you've been brought onto the NYRA team. And what have you accomplished so far?
Well, here's a couple of things. We in 2007, NYRA would have finished the year with three people dedicated to marketing with a combined salaries of about $135,000.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about that, three bodies, $135,000 dedicated to marketing, the best racing product in the world, frankly, it's an abomination. So
mm-hmm.
What we did and what I did was to take a look at where we could restructure or redirect resources and make better use of them. NYRA sort of had the classic mistake mentality when it came to marketing. It was basically let's drop an ad in the newspaper, let's put an ad on the radio, or let's put an ad on TV, and let's call that marketing. And really, we all know that that's not marketing. That's straight-up advertising, and, in fact, is not effective unless it's a part of an overall outreach program. So what I did was I took roughly $1 million out of our media spend. Now, remember, we were spending $135,000 on human resources.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we finished the year in 2007 spending $2.7 million on media.
Wow.
So the whole relationship was kind of on its head. And so what I did was, one of the first things I did was name a director of marketing. I've got a young man by the name of Nima Ghazi, who is our director of marketing. He is just a phenomenal guy, undergraduate, University of Pennsylvania, master's in sports marketing from NYU, brilliant and just a terrific, you know, terrific guy to run the marketing show for us. Then underneath Nima, we built out probably six or seven other positions that didn't exist to start sort of a phase one of a marketing department where the human resources that we've dedicated now in 2008 are going to approach probably close to $600,000. So we took money from the media spend and actually, you know, put it towards building out a marketing department. So that's really going to help us, and that's going to make a big difference in terms of the way that people perceive, you know, NYRA's outreach. Another really big piece of this media spend that I redirected was, believe it or not, towards our physical plant. and took money, you know, $500,000 from the media buy. You know, this is kind of an untraditional thing for a marketing guy to do, but to put it into bricks and mortar, into things that people could feel, see, and touch. Things like this that are being done at Belmont Park for our spring meet include just painting and landscaping of our main gate, the parking striping and crack filling of our parking lots and our preferred parking areas. We ripped out some turnstiles in the clubhouse and created a hospitality welcome center so that people, when they come in, will have a sense of arrival and a feeling that they've, you know, arrived to an entertainment venue. We're ripping out bathrooms down to their studs because we had bathrooms that were worse than any train station that you can imagine. It was really quite bad. And so, you know, coating the ceiling tiles, you know, stripping and refinishing woodwork. You know, Sarah, when I tell you that we, you know, really never paid attention to how it felt to, you know, to arrive or to be on track, I mean that. We just basically just did not, you know, there could have been a huge rock sitting in our lobby that people walk by every day, and we just wouldn't have done anything about it. But, boy, if there was even a pebble on the racing surface, you know, we were right on top of it. So, you know, this is the difference, and I think that when folks get to Belmont Park and see the changes, it's going to be, there'll be a moment where people realize that NYRA has changed its thought process.
Right. I think focusing on the experience is definitely where it's at. Is there anything exciting on tap for the upcoming Belmont meet or the 2008 Saratoga meet?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of exciting things, and I know that your folks are maybe a little more oriented towards Saratoga, but let me tell you what we're excited about for Belmont Park. Mm-hmm. Two things that we're doing that are really going to be great. One of them is relative to Belmont Stakes Day. We're creating a whole festival that's going to take place on Belmont Stakes Day. So we want people to come out to Belmont Stakes, regardless of whether there's a Triple Crown possibility, just for the, you know, for the fun of it and the type of day that it's going to be. So elements that are going to happen within that day now that didn't occur in the past, we're going to have a morning and an afternoon concert. Expect that the afternoon concert might be a name brand type person like an Eddie Money or someone along those lines.
Wow.
We're going to have lots of what do they call it? Fan active participation type events where you can, you know, box with oversized boxing gloves, sumo wrestling, you know, in the air suits. We're going to have comedian and street performers. We're going to have lots of great stuff happening for families at the same time that the venue is conducting, you know, one of the greatest days in racing with four graded stakes races and, of course, capped off by the Belmont Stakes. So that's one of the big things happening at Belmont. The other thing that we're doing at Belmont that I'm excited about is we've created a players club for our NYRA Rewards members. And this is for our high-wealth, high-volume players that are members of our NYRA Rewards Club. And it's just a really nice kind of VIP sort of, if you think of any kind of an Admiral's Club or maybe even a lounge that an airline might offer as a VIP lounge, this is what we're doing at Belmont Park for maybe the top 10 to 15% of our players that are members of that club. So, you know, we're really excited about those things. Of course, all the physical plan improvements are going to make a big difference. And we are very much focused on Saratoga as well, and there's some stuff that I can't really talk to you about right now.
Oh, no. We'll have to call you back.
I think that, you know, certainly Saratoga is not broken. We're not going to try to tweak it too much, but there are things we can do, you know, at Saratoga that are going to be really, you know, meaningful and hopefully improve the fan experience as well as, you know, continue with this great racing.
And how has it been for you working for NYRA? How do you like it?
You know, it's funny because you know me very well, Sarah, and we worked together for 12 years in Saratoga. But, you know, coming onto the NYRA team, I really didn't know what to expect. You know, here's a company that has been, you know, basically just kind of beaten down for a number of years, deferred prosecution, bankruptcy, the franchise issues. You know, I really kind of expected for things to be sort of dark. And, you know, to tell you the truth, it's been better than I could have even hoped. People's attitudes, the type of people that we actually have on the team, you know, the positive spirit. I think it was all really when you saw what happened during this franchise process, and you saw that I think two or three busloads of employees went to Albany the day before the legislation was to be introduced on the floor with signs saying "Save New York Racing" and "Save Our Jobs." This is a team that didn't think about itself. They weren't worried about, you know, what's going to happen with my paycheck. They were more concerned about racing and what the future of racing should be, and not, you know, kind of selling it off to any type of a non-racing interest, whether, you know, whether it be the most expedient thing to do or not. So I've had a tremendous experience. I mean, I'm working very hard, as you know, and we're committed to this vision because, you know, Charlie Hayward, who's our president and CEO, and Steve Dunker, who's our chairman, if you could have seen how these guys worked during the process and the duress that they worked under, the hours they put in. You know, Steve gets paid not even a single dime for his work. You know, Charlie is the president and top dog, working harder than anybody else. And we just really want to pull this company into the black as soon as possible, just to reward, you know, the effort that these guys, you know, put in. It's an amazing team, really.
Well, thank you so much, Gavin. I appreciate your time, and we will look forward to doing another podcast with you in the future.
I really appreciate it, Sarah, and I miss all you guys in Saratoga.
We miss you, too. Thank you.
Take care.
Take care.